Track 9, 2.3, Drivers of Change. Some key trends and issues shaping the future of transport in Australia will also influence public transport journeys. Population. Australia's population is growing strongly, and the age structure of the population will change. For example, the number of Australians aged over 75 years will increase from 6.4% to more than 14% of the population by 2060. Generation Y and later generations will comprise an increasing proportion of the workforce and may more likely embrace developing transport options, including on-demand and tailored transport services. These changes will impact on public transport networks in terms of needs and preferences and give added urgency to the need to ensure greater public transport accessibility at all stages of people's journeys. Economic trends. Trends in per capita wealth and income will influence the community's ability to sustainably fund accessible public transport. For example, the growth of night/weekend economies has the potential to change transport demand. Ensuring best value for money for accessible services in these situations will be important. Awareness. Increasing awareness and understanding of what is required for people with disability, as well as emerging opportunities to improve accessibility, is increasing expectations of people with disability, the community, industry, and government. Climate change. Changes in our climate are expected to result in more extreme weather events such as heat waves and storms. This creates potential for greater disruption to public transport services and a higher demand for weather protection to address these extremes. It will require greater redundancy and flexibility in the transport systems to manage climate-related disruption. It will also affect infrastructure provision in relation to the design of public transport bus stops, platforms, terminals, and footpaths. Digital connectivity and big data. The increasing digitalization of transport information, ticketing, and services is leading to techno-reliance and reduced staffing levels both on public transport services, with the introduction of driverless trains, for instance, as well as the introduction of new transport modes such as car-sharing services and autonomous vehicles. The increasing availability of data can help us better understand customers and their trips, more effectively integrate travel options with destinations, and enable systems to be designed for user needs and their desired experience. Data can also enable staff to provide customer-focused one-on-one assistance during their journey where needed. Innovation and technology. This is a rapidly evolving area of opportunity for both people with disability and public transport providers to facilitate whole journey outcomes. For example, autonomous vehicles that sense the environment and navigate without human input are no longer science fiction. These are expected to have a significant impact on future public transport delivery. Important considerations include the capacity for such vehicles to indicate their whereabouts verbally as well as visually, and to provide passengers with journey advice. Future transport on-demand services will also make journeys more accessible. Coupled with first-mile, last-mile connectivity that is currently operating elsewhere in the world, a shift in the balance between such services and flexible transport on-demand options can be expected. Urbanisation. Australia is highly urbanised, with more than 90% of the population living in urban areas. Urbanisation with integrated, inclusive and iterative planning can provide great opportunities to citizens in terms of culture, commerce and productivity. The complexity of cities, however, creates challenges, including urban sprawl, increasing traffic congestion, car reliance and decreasing rural populations. These will have implications for public transport accessibility. Other possible drivers might include increasing connectivity of transport users in terms of apps and real-time communication between users, real-time monitoring of video surveillance equipment, and access to public address systems, the effect of technology on infrastructure management practices and staffing.